I think we've said quite enough about the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight already, but that fight and that spectacle gave us cause this week to consider another fight-slash-spectacle. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
If you ever find yourself walking down the streets of Virginia City, Montana, as I did just a month or so ago, you'll find remnants of the Old West, former saloons and assay offices from the gold rush of the 1860s. Tourists eat ice cream in weathered buildings and walk past cases filled with wedding gowns of brides who came west for marriage. Near the far end of town, there's a little house, remarkably well-preserved. The plaque on the front says this was the former site of Leviathan Hall, where the longest documented bare-knuckle fight was held on January 2, 1865. Bare-knuckle fighting eventually morphed into what we now recognize as boxing, and it seemed odd to me that such a thing would have taken place in a town that today seems so remote. But come to think of it, Virginia City might have been the Las Vegas of the 1860s. On January 7th, 1865, the Montana Post dedicated its entire front page, six columns, more than 5,500 words to the
great fight between John C. Oram and Hugh O'Neill for $1,000 a side in gold and the ring money.
They say that history is written by the victors. In this case, history was written by Thomas Dimmesdale, editor of the Montana Post and friend of the hometown favorite.
John Condalorum, or as he is generally termed, Con Orum, was born in 1835 in Carroll County, Ohio.
Thomas Dimmesdale was effusive in his praise of the Ohio-born Orum. Dimmesdale himself was born in Thurlsby, England.
Oh, sorry. He spent most of his leisure time in the Rocky Mountains buffalo hunting and shooting game, and in this way became quite an expert with a rifle and bowie knife, and had many a hand-to-hand encounter with old Bruin.
By the way, that's the voice of actor Mike Lovell. Orem was the veteran of many fights, including a loss against Owen Gagan, though Dimmesdale clearly felt that result was suspicious.
After fighting 19 rounds in 23 minutes, the mob broke up the fight on pretense of a foul, the referee, with a revolver looking into his ear, deciding against Orem.
Dimmesdale tells us far less about the challenger, an Irish miner by the name of Hugh O'Neill, except that
he has, more than once, settled the pretensions of some tough customers in the outside world in a style which boded no good easy times for any future opponent.
Maybe Dimmesdale liked rooting for the underdog. Hugh O'Neill had 53 pounds and 2 inches on Con Orem. Leviathan Hall was already considered huge, but it was enlarged for the fight, with a lean-to added around the part of the building closest to the ring. A brass band provided the pre-fight entertainment. In some ways, the fight was not so different from those you'd see today. O'Neill, the Irishman, wore green shorts,
with the old harp and stars and his name embroidered in full.
While Orem wore
the stars and stripes with the eagle, bearing the motto, "May the best man win." At 20 minutes to 2 o'clock, time was called, and quickly each man towed the scratch and began. Round the first was short and lively. Con got in his right on the ribs, receiving a facsimile from Hugh. The men closed in for the fall, and after a severe struggle, both fell, Con undermost.
Under the London prizefight rules, the round didn't end until somebody was on the ground. And because no one seemed to mind if a fighter went down just to have a rest, a round might end in seconds, or it could go on indefinitely. The fight would be over when one man, or both, could no longer continue. This fight really started getting going in the third round.
First knockdown for you. Loud cheers from O'Neill's friends and offers of 3-1 in hundreds against Orem.
By the end of the 17th round, both men were pretty bloody.
Heavy mauling from the word time. Con popped in his right on Hugh's olfactory department, which brought the ruby in a shower.
Was the end near? In a word, no.
Round 40. A sounding crash from Con's right under the left armpit. Hugh made for his man, and as Con was slipping down, assisted the operation by a nasty rap on the back of Con's head.
Oram had made a habit of intentionally slipping to the ground to end the round, and I might be reading into things, but this is where it started to seem as if Hugh O'Neill had had quite enough of that. But strategy is strategy, and you stick with what works, right? So the fight wasn't over yet. Not nearly.
Round 126. O'Neill's left eye closing. Nothing but misses registered. Oram slipped down.
By the 137th round, O'Neill was failing. By the 168th, Oram was getting faint. But neither man would concede. Finally, after O'Neill dominated the 180th through the 185th rounds, but didn't have enough left in the tank to put Oram down, the men who were attending to the fighters had had enough.
A sudden feeling seemed to animate the backers of both men, and the referee was called on by both parties to get the matter arranged. This was accordingly affected to the joyous satisfaction of every True Blue present. Bets off. Ring money divided.
The brass band likely struck up a lively tune, assuming the tuba player hadn't gotten tired and headed home. Ring money divided, wagers returned. Everyone was happy, except for the two men who endured 185 rounds without a winner. Con Oram seems to have come out of it okay. An ad in the following week's Montana Post reminded residents of Virginia City that Oram, owner of the Champion Saloon, was offering
private lessons in boxing and sparring once a week.
Hugh O'Neill wasn't as fortunate. A notice in that same issue announced that his friends were planning a benefit in his honor.
They are determined to make up for him a sum sufficient to leave him on the sunny side of square instead of in debt.
But in all the care Dimmesdale took to record a round-by-round account of the fight, he neglected the one detail that matters most to history, the time the fight ended. Bare-knuckle fights were ranked not by number of rounds, but by duration. Dimmesdale wrote that Con Oram withstood
185 rounds in 185 minutes.
But this seems like poetic license. In the decades after the match, the legend grew. Some said the fight wasn't called off until after midnight. Best guess is that the fight lasted not 3 hours and 5 minutes, as Dimmesdale suggested, but somewhere around 5 hours and 30 minutes, meaning that Con Oram and Hugh O'Neill undoubtedly set the American record for number of rounds, which matters not a bit, and probably set the American record for duration, unless that record belongs to Jay Fitzpatrick and James O'Neill, who fought for 4 hours and 20 minutes in Berwick, Maine in 1860. But all of that couldn't possibly fit on a plaque on the side of a little house built where the great Leviathan Hall once stood and where tourists are told about two men, otherwise forgotten, who may have fought the longest bare-knuckle fight in history.
Thanks again to actor Mike Lovell, who lent his voice to the words of Montana Post editor Thomas Dimmesdale. That story was produced by Only a Game's Karen Given.